We are looking at Surah As-Safat, which is the Surah in the 23rd Juz of the Noble Quran. It is Surah number 37. And in the verses that we discussed in our previous session, it dealt extensively with Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and his interaction with his young boy Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah had instructed him to slaughter his son, and how the son came to the fore willing to submit and accept the instruction of Allah. Allah then brought down a ram, وَفَدَيْنَا بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. And in the end, Allah had left a good mention for Sayyidina Ibrahim and Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. When we look at the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim, and at the first instance when he was cast into the fire, he accepted the will of Allah and submitted, and Allah therefore rescued him. And thereafter he was commanded to abandon his little child and wife in the desert. He also submitted, and Allah assigned or assisted him once again by providing for them. He was then instructed to slaughter his beloved son, and again he unhesitatingly accepted Allah's command. Allah's mercy and assistance was very close at hand. And these incidents teach us that we'll be rewarded and honored by sincerely accepting what we need to do in terms of the command of Allah. Allah has mentioned that when a person sets out for Hajj, Umrah or Jihad, and he passes away en route without completing the deed, Allah will grant him the full reward of one who actually completed the Hajj, Umrah or even fought in Jihad. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also mentioned that Allah will grant the full reward of Tahajjud Salah to the person who fails to wake up for Tahajjud after making the intention to do so. So that is the vast mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the incident of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Sayyidina Ismail gave rise to the rites of Hajj. It is the emulation of the acts that Muslims slaughter the animal for Eid al-Adha. They pelt the Jamarat at 3 points during the days of Hajj. The Jamarat marks the places where Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam pelted the shaitan. And these acts accrue great reward for those who carry them out. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu reports that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the person who does not slaughter despite possessing the ability, malam yudahi, then should not come falaiq rabanna musallana. And that is about the slaughter. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lived in Medina for 10 years and slaughtered an animal every year. The emphasis in the hadith and the fact that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was particular with the sacrifice, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah has declared that the sacrificing an animal on the 10th, 11th and 12th of Dhul-Hijjah is compulsory for a person who possesses the equivalent of Nisab. And the details of this are found in the books of Islamic jurisprudence, as well as discussed during the days in the lead-up to Eid al-Adha, that no person will be allowed to give the equivalent of an animal in charity, but the object of the sacrifice is that the blood needs to be spilled. Sayyidina Zayd bin Arqam has reported that the Sahaba once asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about the sacrifice and said that it was Sunnata Abikum Ibrahim. It is the practice of your forefather, Ibrahim. And when they asked what is the reward, Malana Fiha, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that for every hair of the animal, they will receive reward. They asked, whatever the woolen animals, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you will receive reward for every fiber of wool of the woolen animals. Said Aisha radiallahu anha reports that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that no action of a person is more beloved to Allah on the day of Nahar than the spilling of the sacrificial animal's blood. And the animal will appear on the day of Qiyamah with its horns, its hide, its hooves. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also said that the sacrifice is accepted even before the first drop of blood reaches the ground. All of this, the reward obviously goes to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Sayyidina Ismail, even though our reward is not diminished in any way, and the accounting system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no limits to it. When we look at in the end of the verses, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِإِسْحَاقَ نَبِيًّا مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, and we gave him, Ibrahim, the good news of Ishaq, a Nabi from the pious. And then Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَبَارَكْنَا عَلَيْهُ وَعَلَىٰ إِسْحَاقِ, and we blessed him and Ishaq. So Ismail al-Islam was one of the renowned sons of Sayyidina Ibrahim, with whom Sayyidina Ibrahim had built the Kaaba, and who was the forefather of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the other famous son was none other than Sayyidina Ishaq, whose son was Sayyidina Yaqub. Sayyidina Yaqub was also called Israel. And he had 12 sons from whom the 12 tribes of the Banu Israel originated. And his progeny reproduced in large numbers, and thousands of Anbiya were born to them. And therefore Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِهِمَا, and from the progeny of the two of them, meaning Sayyidina Ibrahim, Ismail and Sayyidina Ishaq, مُحْسِنٌ, are those who do good. وَظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِي, as well as the open aggressors or oppressors. So this verse proves that being the lineage of a Nabi does not necessarily mean that a person is a chosen servant of Allah. Such a person can also be a kafir. Now in some of the previous scriptures, they have taken up a discussion as to which son of Sayyidina Ibrahim was called Rabih, the one who was sacrificed. And the Ahl Kitab, they called Sayyidina Ishaq as Zabih, the one who was sacrificed. And this view is supported by some Muslims. However, the vast majority and the authorities of the say that Zabih was Sayyidina Ismail. And the proof is that Sayyidina Ismail is referred to in this verse, that Allah Rabbul Izzah says, and we had conveyed to him the good news of a tolerant son. And the verses that follow immediately, when the child reached age of puberty or could run, then Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, Ibrahim said, O ya bunayya inni ara. And after mentioning all this, the story of that particular boy, Allah Rabbul Izzah then mentions another son, which refers to Sayyidina Ishaq. Another weighty proof is that in Surah Hud, where Allah Ta'ala says that Sayyidina Ibrahim and his wife Sayyidina Sarah were given the glad tidings of Ishaq and Yaqub after Ishaq. And this told Sayyidina Ibrahim that Sayyidina Yaqub will be born from Sayyidina Ishaq. He therefore knew that Sayyidina Ishaq would live to become a father. The fact that the incident of the slaughtering took place when the son was a child, and when Allah Rabbul Izzah Salama balagha ma'a as-sa'ya, when he reached the age, he could run around. He said, Ya Bunayya, O my beloved son. So all of this suggests that the boy was young because of the words normally used to address a small boy. It would therefore be futile to test Sayyidina Ibrahim by commanding him to slaughter his son, whom he knew would live to become an adult and would not be killed by slaughtering him. So those are just some side points in terms of the discussion on Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Now moving further, Allah Rabbul Izzah introduces the incident of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَلَقَدْ مَنَنَّا عَلَى مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ. Undoubtedly, we favored Musa and Harun. And amongst the greatest favors that Allah bestowed on them was that he made them Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. What can be greater than that? And another favor that he bestowed upon them, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُمَا وَقَوْمَهُمَا مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ, and we rescued the two of them and their people from كَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ, the great distressed. We saved them from oppression and tyranny of Pharaoh, and we enabled them to cross the Red Sea with great ease. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَنَصَرْنَاهُمْ فَكَانُوهُمُ الْغَالِبِينَ, and we assisted them and they became victorious. The Banu Israel lived under constant tyranny and oppression. Not only did Fir'aun enslave them, but he even killed their sons. And Allah rescued them from that oppression and allowed them to leave Egypt with Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu salam. And Allah also destroyed Fir'aun and his armies. Not only did Allah grant that, in addition to all of that, وَآتَيْنَاهُمَا الْكِتَابَ الْمُسْتَبِينَ, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, and we gave the two of them the book, the Torah, that clearly elucidates matters, al-mustabeen, the laws of the religion. The Torah, where the injunctions of Allah was clearly elaborated and explained. وَهَدَيْنَاهُمَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ, and we guided the two of them to the straight path, so that they could lead the Bani Israel to the straight path. Allah blessed them with steadfastness in their deeds, their words, and made them tread the straight path in all matters. And this was one of the essentials of the Isma of the Anbiya, that they always remained on the steadfast. وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِمَا فِي الْآخِرِينَ And we left for them a good remembrance amongst the later generations. Fondly they are remembered. سَلَامٌ عَلَى مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ Peace be upon Musa wa Harun in this world, in the universe. إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجِزِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Allah Rabbul Azzah says, Thus do we reward those who do good. إِنَّهُمَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ They were certainly from our believing slaves. That if, therefore, every nation after Sidna Musa and Harun held this two Anbiya on a high position, on a lofty position, the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we recite Alayhi Salatu Wasalam every time we take their names. That is the position that Allah had granted these great Anbiya Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. Moving further, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَإِنَّ إِلْيَاسَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ And indeed, Ilyas was from the messengers. And commentators mention that Sidna Ilyas was from the progeny of Sidna Harun, the people to whom he was sent to make his da'wah were idol worshippers. Their focal idol was called Ba'al. And in Ruh al-Ma'ani, there's reports that the idol was made of gold and it was 20 cubits in height and it had four faces. And Shaitan used to enter the idol and dress the worshippers and attendants from within, and thereby that would deepen their faith. They would be very impressed by what they had worshipped and seen. Sidna Ilyas conveyed what all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam did. إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ He said that, O my people, do you not fear Allah? Do you not fear Allah? أَتَّدْعُونَ بَعْلًا Do you call out to Baal? وَتَذَرُونَ أَحْسَنَ الْخَالِقِينَ And you leave the best of all creators? Do you leave Allah Rabbul Izzah and call out Baal? Remember, this Baal was after a city in Syria somewhere. And he impressed this on their minds to the best of his ability. But it was to no avail. Allah Rabbakum wa Rabb Abaikum al-Awwaleen. He said that Allah is your Rabb and the Rabb of your predecessors. He is who you should be worshipping. Leave these idols. Allah is the real creator. In this world, man also makes and manufactures many things, bringing together many ingredients. However, Allah is the creator, who is the original creator of all the primary and secondary ingredients, all the substance and forms, all the qualities and attributes. Who created you, your forefathers? How can it be that you shun the greatest of creator and worship Baal, who cannot do nothing for you? But they weren't interested. فَكَذَّبُوهُ They falsified him. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, فَإِنَّهُمْ لَمُحْضَرُونَ So they will be certainly brought forth for punishment. They will be brought forth on the day of Qiyamah for their punishment. All of them, إِلَّا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ الْمُخْلَصِينَ Except the chosen servants of Allah. Everyone rejected except the chosen servants of Allah. And therefore, they are the ones who will be saved from the punishment on the day of Qiyamah. وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ And we left a good remembrance amongst the latter generations. Salamun ala Ilyasin. And Allah Rabbul Izzah says that peace be upon Ilyasin. Ilyas is also referred to as Ilyasin, just as Mount Sina is also Turi Sina. It's also referred to that way. The word Ilyasin would refer to the followers of Ilyas. And some scholars have said Al-Yasin, the people of Al-Yasin. Yasin, therefore, be their father. Alternatively, this name could mean Yasin. The word Al could be redundant. And Kama Sallayta ala Ali Ibrahim. Allahumma salli ala Ali Abi Awfa. Like how in the various ahadith there's reference to this. So these are the various interpretations. Nevertheless, this was a brief reference to a great Nabi who played an important role in conveying the message. And also what was come to the fore is how he was rejected by his people.